Hey, Matt Rothschild with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, here with my Democracy Minute. The trouncing that Dan Kelly received at the hands of Justice-elect Janet Protasiewicz was a triumph for progressive forces in Wisconsin and a final repudiation of Scott Walker's counter-revolution. Credit goes to Protasiewicz herself and her campaign, as well as to Ben Wickler, head of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and to all the grassroots activists who poured their energies into this race, and to all the women and young people who showed up as never before. And shame on Dan Kelly for giving the ugliest and most ungracious concession speech ever delivered in Wisconsin politics. What a sore loser. Republicans have no one to blame but themselves for this loss. First of all, you can't continually and contemptuously flout the will of the people without paying a price for it at some point. And that's what Republicans have done on issue after issue, most notably on abortion and gerrymandering. Secondly, as they did with Tim Michels, Republicans nominated a man who already lost a statewide race rather than go with a woman whom the Democrats were more afraid of. Rebecca Clayfish would have made a much tougher candidate against Governor Evers, and in this Supreme Court race, Jennifer Doro would have been a more formidable candidate than the arrogant Kelly. But Republicans chose Michels and Kelly in part because of sexism and in part because their biggest donor, the far-right billionaire Richard Elein, threw millions of his dollars behind them. So if you're going to let this one reactionary old man play a decisive role in choosing your candidates, you get what you deserve. For WMUU, I'm Matt Rothschild, and that's my Democracy Minute.